John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Now, this was mentioned, it's probably a week or so ago now, might be a bit longer, on the program, and was very interesting discussion about these rental reforms making it harder for property owners to refuse pets in their rental properties. Rental law reform set to arrive in October. The heading reads, won't all be one-way traffic for landlords, especially when it comes to this rule. The point was made in this program, we've got one of the tightest rental situations anywhere in the country. You know, there's a queue up 20 long for every available rental property. And why is that? Well, people have been selling their homes because they can sell out or do an Airbnb or whatever. So they're no longer available in the rental pool. The point was made by a caller on this program. Well, if indeed these laws are changed so that a person owning a property can't deny the person renting the property a pet, they're just going to say, I'm fed up with all this. This is just ridiculous. And sell those properties up to, which will make the rental market even tighter. So here we go. It says here, new reforms due to become law in October will make owning a pet in Queensland rentals more acceptable. Rental laws have traditionally leaned in favour of landlords' rights, but the reforms are set to swing the balance. The first of three phases will come into effect in October. It's given new rights to victims of domestic violence. We know about that bit. From October 1, new rules around pets now. This is another aspect of it. The domestic violence thing was covered fairly effectively, I noticed, on TV bulletins. But I don't know about this one. It says here, rules around pets and terminating tenancies will come into place. A tenant will still have to seek consent for a pet, but the lessor can no longer advertise properties with a no pet rule. It must give a reasonable explanation for refusing a pet. So there you've got it. I've got Antonia Mercarella on the line. She's very helpful in matters like this, stepping us through them. She's the Chief Executive Real Estate Institute Queensland. Hello, Antonia.
Good morning. Lovely to be with you again.
I bet you've had some inquiries about this one. It's a little bit complex, and there are very much two sides to it. I must admit, when the call came through saying, well, hang on a minute, it's just another reason for owners of these properties to sell them up, withdraw them from the rental market, which is the last thing we want to see happening up here. Step us through this particular matter and talk to us about both sides, if you don't mind, because I presume you've actually been taking a lot of queries about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, you've done a good summary, actually, John. So from 1 October, new laws will come into effect in Queensland. Mm. And one of those key changes is in the area of pets. So what we see at the moment is that a lessor, an owner of a property, has the right to say no to a pet. And indeed, they may even take the position to say that there are no pets permissible. So basically telling the world we don't accept pets. In other cases, they might say that they're prepared to consider a pet depending on the pet. Come the 1st of October, that won't be permissible. We won't be seeing blanket prohibitions on pets anymore. The way that the new laws will work is that a tenant will still have to seek consent from the owner, but the owner won't be able to say no unless they can establish one of the limited prescribed grounds that the law will provide them. And so the way that the new laws will work is that the owner has to respond within 14 days and they have to also specify the ground on which they are saying no to the pet. And if that doesn't happen within the 14 days or they don't properly rely on one of those limited prescribed grounds,
yeah,
it's actually deemed to be a yes, and the tenant is entitled to bring the pet in. So certainly it gives tenants far more rights when it does come to pets.
What in the circumstance where an owner says, well, I don't care about this, I'm not having pets, and if the law says I have to let them have pets, I'm just going to put it on the market. Can he or she put that property immediately on the market without giving access to that particular applicant for a rental deal?
Well, look, that's a tricky one in the sense that if you've received 10 different applications and one of them is an applicant that has a pet and one is an applicant that doesn't have a pet, you might then, of course, how will we know the true reason why the owner has picked the other. But as a general rule, the way that this works is if you, especially in the current market where you have a multitude of applicants for one particular property. So usually a lessor is entitled to choose their tenant on the basis of who's going to be able to look after the property best, and who will be able to pay the rent. So, look, obviously it's going to be difficult to prove that they've said no to it, to that applicant on the basis of the pet.
That's because there are just so many queued up for every available rental property.
That's right, exactly.
Talk to me about your thoughts on this legislation. Is it wise? Is it fair? Is it balanced?
Well, look, what I would say to you is pets has been a very heated debate because, of course, we've got to recognise that, particularly over the last 2 years with COVID, pets have become family members for so many Queenslanders. They love their pets. It's an extension of their family. So, you know, the ARQ has always recognised the importance of pets, and, of course, sometimes the pet might also be, you know, very useful from a mental health perspective. So, look, I think that's important to recognise that as a society we place great emphasis and we love our pets. But equally, I would say the other side of this debate is that we do know that pets can cause damage, quite extensive damage in some cases, to properties. And that's often the reason why lessors, owners of properties, say no to pets. And we've all heard the dreadful stories without going into the gory details. We know that sometimes pets can leave behind, they might urinate on carpets and on floors and do other bits and pieces on carpets and floors. I'll leave that to your listeners' imagination. I'm sure they know what I'm referring to, as well as obviously causing damage, you know, whether it be scratching or damaging wood, etc. So often we find that then if you have allowed the pet, that damage becomes fair wear and tear to the property, so you can't actually seek compensation for that damage that is done. That's right. So just on that, something I will say that I think has been an important step forward with these reforms is that pet damage will now be, from the 1st of October, will be excluded from fair wear and tear. So I want to try and present a pretty fair and balanced interpretation here. So I think that's important to note. But again, I do think that there will be, we've already heard from a number of lessors who are quite furious and aggrieved because they feel that they should have the right to say no to pets. So, but equally, we've heard from tenants who think it's a great thing because they think it will be easier to have pets. So, look, I think it's a difficult issue, and I think we'll see how things progress from the 1st of October. There's no doubt that that we're probably likely to see this issue heat up as time marches on.
Yes, very interesting indeed. Good to talk to you, Antonia. Thank you.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
It was quite comprehensive. Antonia Mercarella, she's the Chief Executive, Real Estate Institute of Queensland.